Your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Help me shake the hands of three people and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Please be seated into your presence, it is a privilege. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that God has brought all of us here this morning for his purpose, and not one of us will return back the same in the precious name of Jesus. We have been studying on the secrets of financial blessing overflow. We started last Sunday, the Sunday before, as at last Sunday we had looked at the channels of the blessing, but maybe by way of a reintroduction today, there are two things that is important to us. Our objective is to unravel the different channels of being a blessing. We said, and I summarized it into two major points by way of introduction. One, that God's purpose is not just to bless his people, but to turn them into generational blessings. The purpose of God for your life is not just to give you a blessing, give you a car, a house, a job, or things like that. The major purpose of God is to turn you into a blessing to your generation. He doesn't want to make you a container. He wants to make you a channel. He doesn't just want you to own a house. He wants people to own houses through you. Secondly, the extent to which you are willing to be a blessing is the extent to which God is ready to bless you. The extent to which everyone is ready to be a blessing is the extent to which God is ready to bless you. So, as it were, the level of blessing you will experience is not determined by God. It is determined by you. So we began to see channels. If being a blessing is what will make God to bless me, what are the channels of being a blessing? Last Sunday we saw the channel number one, which is being a blessing to God, a blessing to the kingdom. Yes, before I begin to bless human beings, let me be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And under that, the first was the channels of being that blessing was the tithe. Many people said their eyes were opened like never before last Sunday when the issue of the tithe was dealt with. If you were not here last Sunday, look at that message. And then we went to the channel number two, which was dealt with in the midweek service. And that was the channel of the free will offering. That is the offering that we give during service. There are many things that were said about the free will offering, and we will not go into that now. But we gave guidelines for the free will offering. And I want to mention that because I'm sure that there were people who were not in the service. That in free will offering first, we give purposefully, not carelessly. The Bible said, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. Purposefully. Not carelessly. Not calculate. Not carelessly. We give calculatedly. You give organizedly. You give coordinatedly. Purposefully means you prepared for it ahead of time. It is not during offering time that you are looking for money to give or thinking of what to give. That is not strategic enough and it doesn't produce much of result. You give purposefully, you give calculatedly, you give coordinatedly. From the beginning of the month, how many services exist this month? What am I willing to give to God as my free will offering this month? How much will I give per service? For me, there are some denominations of money that will never enter my envelope for life. Purposefully, coordinatedly, calculatedly. The offering I am to give till the end of the month was prepared at the beginning of the month. Every man according as he purposes. Because if you are to do things to get results from God, you must do it the way God wants it done. So you give purposefully. Secondly, you give according to the blessing of the Lord in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 17, the Bible said, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given you. You give as you are able. That is, if your blessing is increasing, your giving should be increasing. The 10 naira you were giving 20 years ago cannot be 10 naira you are giving today if your level is not the same as 20 years ago. So your offering grows as your blessing grows. You don't remain at the same spot. As the blessing changes level, the offering level changes. As your finances grow, your giving grows. Number three, you give under the open heaven. Tithing opens your heaven. And sowing brings the increase. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, it said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me herewith. Now, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So it's always tithes and offerings. There are those who tithe but don't give. And there are those who give generously but they don't tithe. Now what is happening? When you give the tithe, the heavens open for rain to fall. When you pay your tithe. And when you sow your seed, you are putting the seed in the earth for the rain that is falling to germinate it. Now, when you tithe but you don't give, you have an open heaven without seed in the earth. When you sow but you don't tithe, you have seed in the earth but no rain is falling. So it has to go together under the open heavens of tithe. And number four, you give willingly, not grudgingly, not unwillingly. He said, every man according as his purpose said in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Don't be in any situation where anybody forces you to give. If a man gives according to what he has, it is accepted. And not according to what he does not have. And number five, you give excitedly. Offering time should be excitement time. It should be cheerful time. Hallelujah. I felt that we need to recap on this from Wednesday service for the sake of those who are not there. Now we are going forward today into the next dimension or the next channel of the blessing today. And that channel is called Project Giving. Projects. Kingdom Projects Giving. This is giving for the development of the physical structure of the church. Kingdom Projects Giving. Giving for the development of the physical structure of the church. Kingdom Projects Giving. This involves the building of sanctuaries, the building of churches, the building of temples for the Lord in the earth. Kingdom Projects Giving. Exodus chapter 35, verse 4 to 5. Exodus 35, verse 4 to 5. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. An offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. You jump to verse 10. What is this for? And every wise hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The gold and the silver and all that you took shall be used for the tabernacle, for his tent, for his covering, for his statues, and for his boards, bars, pillars, sockets, etc. Take an offering of gold and silver from the people and use it to build my tabernacle. Now, if you go to Exodus chapter 36 and in verse 5, Exodus 36 and in verse 5, and they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. Bring the gold and the silver, and the people brought until they told them, it is time to stop. Psalm 122 and in verse 9. Psalm 122 and in verse 9. He said, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. The NIV, New International Version, the Bible said, for the sake of the house of the Lord your God, I will seek your prosperity. I am looking for money to use it to build the house. That was David. And he said that again in Psalm 122, verse 1 to Psalm 132, verse 1 to 5, Psalm 132, verse 1 to 5. He said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, until I build God a house. I won't sleep until I have built God a house. That was David. Did he do it? Yes. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3 to 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3 to 5. Say, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. 3,000 talents of gold, or the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house without, the gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of the thousands and of the hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. David said, I am looking for money to use to build a house. Then he said, I will not sleep until I have built God a house. Then he said, I now have the money that I want to use to build a house, and this is the volume of that money. I prophesy to someone here today, massive resources is coming into your hands for the sake of the kingdom. If you are the one, your amen will be louder. I said massive resources is coming into your hands for the sake of the work of the kingdom. If you are the one, you will shout the loud most amen. What is the outcome of kingdom project giving? Kingdom project is designed for the progress and the prosperity of kingdom people. It's designed for the project, for the progress and the prosperity of kingdom people. Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They builded and they prospered. To build is to prosper. Anytime you are looking for prosperity, try to find out where building is going on. What to build for God. I was talking with a woman the other day, and she said when this sanctuary was going on, she and her husband donated themselves into the physical work of the sanctuary and also giving towards the project here. And as the building was growing, their own building was also growing. They had no house before. Now they live like 5 minutes away from the church here with their own masterfully completed house, because the season of project is the season of progress for the kingdom. The season of project is the season of prosperity. And in this place where you are now, projects are continuous endlessly. Either a road is coming up, a structure is coming up, or something is coming up endlessly and permanently. Am I communicating at all? For some of us here, you must make up your mind that at the end of your life, you will ask yourself, how many churches did I build? I was talking with our father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, the other day, and he said he wants to build nothing less than 1,000 churches from his own pocket, in his lifetime, 1,000 minimum, from his pocket. And he's on the journey, he's on the schedule. That is the kind of thing to ask yourself. I'm trusting God to build 10 this year, myself. That is, as it is flowing into my hands, it is flowing into the constructions. And I've told our churches and our locations, identify for me places where they have land, but they are not yet to build. Am I communicating? Those are the kind of visions that people will have. Not the vision of I want to have a house in Paris and this and that. By the time you have all of that, by the time you are gone from this world, all those things end in the earth here. But what you do for the kingdom follows you into eternity. It follows you into eternity for eternal rewards. Someone say aloud, amen. Someone say aloud, amen. That is kingdom project given. Number four giving now of the giving bless, being a blessing to God. First was the tithe, and second was the free will offering, and the third is the kingdom project giving. The fourth now is outreach. In bracket, evangelism seed. Outreach or evangelism seed. This is the seed that is sown for the spread of the gospel, the spread of God's kingdom in the earth. Seed sown for the spread of God's kingdom in the earth. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. See what he said. He said, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. My cities, there refers to my kingdom, is being spread through prosperity. I am going to give my people money so that they can use the money to spread my kingdom in the earth. Jesus had in his ministry people that facilitated his movement in soul winning. In Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, he said, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him out of their substance. That is, Master, we may not be able to preach like you preach, but these resources are released for you to go. We may not go where you can go, but go for us. And we go with you with our seed. We go with you with our resources. That was the kind of thing that Peter did in Luke chapter 5 and in verse 1. Luke chapter 5 verse 1. The Bible said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught. That is what you do when you give for the gospel. You are presenting a platform for the preacher to stand to preach. Am I communicating? Can you show us one of those crusade clips? One of those crusade clips on the screen, like the crusade stage or anything. Just show us one of the crusade clips. I speak to one of the crusade clips, whether it was Ghana or whether it was them. Now, the beautiful scenario you are seeing there, right? The light things you are seeing there, this stage you are seeing right there, the sound you are seeing there, that LED screen at the back there, and all the things you are seeing there, the resources put them together in millions. If we did not move our stage, and we had to get a stage, especially where we can't move ours, like in Ghana or somewhere, millions. It's responsible for the stage. So when people give, maybe your money went into that stage. So you presented a platform from where the gospel is preached. Am I communicating? Maybe what you sowed went into the sound. So you presented, you amplified the voice of that gospel. Maybe it went into the lighting. Maybe it went into publicity that brought in the people. Am I communicating? That was what Peter did. Peter practically presented a stage with his sheep that Jesus sat on and later probably stood on to preach. This is what it is all about. And when this is done, now hear this now. I told you the story of the man who gives us his aircraft to carry us, carry crusading people, carry technical people and so on. And he said, please, just tell God, all the souls that should be won, let at least only one be allocated to me and my family for this little seed we have sown. This is crusade outreach or evangelism seed. Now, what is the outcome of it? Two things or three I will mention. Number one, seed for the gospel that provide the platform for the preaching of the gospel attack life's reproach and frustrations. Outreach, seed for the gospel that provide platform for the preaching of the gospel attack life's reproach and frustration. If you say the work of God should happen, no devil can attack the work of your hands. That was what happened to Peter. After Peter presented the platform, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, 5. After he presented the platform, Jesus said, I am aware that you have been struggling to fish and you couldn't catch any fish. Now you have made the work easy for me, I make the work easy for you. Launch your net into the deep for a drought. And he said, I have toiled all night, I have caught nothing. But at your word, I will launch the net. And he had that done. And he enclosed a multitude of fishes until the net break. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, as you connect with the preaching of the gospel, your frustrations are over forever. Your frustrations are over forever. God is releasing upon you massive supplies that will change your story. Say the loudest amen. Secondly, interest in the kingdom. Interest in the interest of God. Okay, let me put it this way. Man's interest in the interest of God provokes God's interest in the interest of man. Man's interest in the interest of God provokes God's interest in the interest of man. If the things that interest God interest you, the things that interest you will interest God. In John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. So that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, whatever is your interest, I will attend to it. Someone say a louder amen. Man's interest in God's, in the interest of God, provokes God's interest in the interest of man. If you want God to be interested in you and in what you do, be interested in God and in what he says. Say a louder amen. Thirdly, giving for souls is laying up eternal treasures for eternal rewards. You are laying up eternal treasures for eternal rewards. Eternal treasures for eternal rewards. John chapter 4 verse 36. He said, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. So that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He that reapeth receiveth wages. How is he reaping? By sowing into the harvest. And he gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Somebody say a loud amen. Am I communicating? Last Sunday, I told you about one person who asked us to give him the crusade bill for Ghana Crusade. And when the bill was mentioned to him, now the crusade bill for outside the country is like 3 to 4 times the bill for inside the country. Because, for example, in Ghana, people transported about 40 people, I don't know, instrumentalists, you know, diverse groups of how many? All right. Now, multiply the international airfares, and then the COVID test for everybody was like 30-something or 40,000. And all manner. So you multiply the things and the hotel and all that. So when he was told the amount, he said, why don't we just make it up to 100 million? See the way people are thinking. Now, I spoke to that person 2 days ago. So how are you doing? Fine. I am in a meeting with the president of so-and-so country now. Wait. But this other president is asking me to come immediately. So I'm securing permission from this one to go and meet that one. And then I'll be returning back to this one tomorrow. That is how people reach that realm. Not flying commercial, flying personal aircraft. Now, when I said that last Sunday, somebody who was not here heard it online and said, I heard that somebody has paid for Ghana Crusade. I want to pay for the Cameroon Crusade. He has already paid and added extra. Now, so if we are talking of Cameroon Crusade, we are not looking for offering for it now. Another person spent also, it is almost like the issue of Moses now in the wilderness. Added also, see, this is how. Now the person was watching all the way in Asia, right? I heard that this is here and there. I hear that this is what I am paying. He wired it on the spot. You will not be left behind. Now supposing 10 people pay for one crusade. Yes, it will be applied to other crusades. Apply to other crusades, apply to other kingdom projects, apply to everything kingdom. Not one piece of it will be used to buy anything, including shoelace. Not one. Not in the dream. There has never been one naira that is used to buy personal tie for 25 years. That came out of church. Am I communicating? I see God changing somebody's story right now. If you are that person, shout the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and say, my life is changing right now. My life is changing right now. My life is changing right now. Shout the loudest amen. There are people who say, how I wish that I have enough resources. That is the kind of thing I would like to be doing. God is saying, start from where you are right now. And I prophesy to you very, very strongly, even before this year is over, you will be able to pay for one whole crusade and be able to pay for one whole church building and be able to do just... Somebody say, look, I see that a lot of people go for crusade. I want to donate an Airbus. Bus in the air. Airbus A320. Boeing 727 for crusade. Another person say, I want to donate a cargo aircraft. This one should be able to carry all the crusade equipment. Another person will say, I want to donate a helicopter that can land in villages where there are no airports for the sake of preaching. Am I communicating at all? There are many, many things that God will help you to do in your lifetime. Before Jesus Christ comes, He will help you to do in your lifetime. Shout the loudest amen. We have what do you call it? Is it a trailer home? We have a trailer home now, just and then another one is something like that is also coming. This one was personally gotten just for the sake of going to a village where there is no hotel. So you have a mobile house. The time will come where there may be up to 5 or 10 of those for all the people who are on the team. Am I communicating? Great days are ahead. Exciting moments are ahead. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a clap and a shout of victory. Lift your right and say, I am a part of all these. I cannot be left behind. I shall not be left behind. I will never be left behind. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. We move on to sacrificial giving. I'm just hoping that we may be able to finish what we have on schedule this morning. Sacrificial giving, and I'm going to define sacrificial giving in three ways. First, sacrificial giving is giving above that which is regular, common, or usual. You are giving above that which is regular, common, or usual. Tithe is regular. Free will offering is regular every service. Crusade and others may be quite a bit regular, but this is giving above that which is normal, giving above that which is common, giving above that which is usual. Secondly, sacrificial giving is giving that which is costly or valuable. It's costly, it is valuable. You don't call anything a sacrifice if it has no cost and it has no value. In time past, we have taken sacrifices, and people in those days, at the early times of ministry, people would drop shoes that they are tired of, drop television that they cannot repair, drop liability cars, and they call it a sacrifice. And God says, who are you mocking? Give that to your governor, give that to your local government counselor, and find out whether you will collect it. It is that which is costly. It is valuable to you. It has a cost. When it leaves you, something left. Thirdly, sacrifice is giving that which is either not convenient or could be applied to a more pleasurable use. It is giving that which is either not convenient or could be applied, could have been applied to a more pleasurable use. What you are giving, either it is not convenient to give, or if you want to use it for something else, it would have given you more pleasure physically than how you are giving it now. That is called sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 8, it's not that which is not either not convenient or could have been applied to a more pleasurable use. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to verse 22, Genesis 8, 20 to verse 22, the Bible said, and the Lord builded, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Already we saw Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5. That was a sacrifice, where David said he will not sleep until he built God the house. That was a sacrifice. Now you look at Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. When Solomon became a king, and Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it, After this sacrifice, in that night, God appeared unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord, now you know the rest of the story. When he began to ask God for wisdom to rule, what is the outcome of sacrifice? One, the altar of sacrifice is the altar for the reversal of curses. A sacrifice altar is an altar for the reversal of curses. When God saw the sacrifice of Noah, he took the curse from the earth. Genesis chapter 8 verse 21 is the altar for the reversal of curses. Number two, the altar of sacrifice is the altar for captivity turnaround. Captivity turnaround. My life is in chains. My life is in captivity. I need a turnaround. Psalm 126 verse 1. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. What is the key? They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Next verse. He that goeth forth and weepeth in sacrifice at times is very painful. Bearing precious seed. The seed is so valuable to you. It's so precious. He said you shall without doubt, doubtless, you were weeping before. It looked so big to you before. And it was precious to you. It was valuable to you. But you will doubtless come back again. Rejoicing. Bringing your harvest with you. There is somebody here. I don't know the situation of your life, but in a short time from now, you shall return back with a testimony. Because I see Jehovah turn around your captivity. You believers shout the loudest. Amen. What is the outcome of sacrifice? Number three, the altar of sacrifice is the altar of drastic supernatural shift in life. Drastic supernatural shift in life. If your life has been at a spot, it may be a good spot, you may be prospering, you may be doing well, but you are saying, Lord, I want to shift beyond this level. I have remained in this realm in my business. I have remained in this realm in my career. I need to move forward. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of drastic supernatural shift. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 11. That was what happened to Solomon. When Solomon offered the sacrifice, suddenly God said, because it was in your heart to ask this and to ask not for riches and so on, and you have asked for all these other things, and you have asked wisdom and so on, at this sacrifice, I am shifting your level. Somebody's life is shifting right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number four, the altar of sacrifice is the way of access into the realm of enormous covenant wealth. The altar of sacrifice is the way of access into the realm of enormous covenant wealth. Sacrifice moved Solomon into becoming the richest man that ever lived, the richest king. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Enormous kingdom wealth. Enormous kingdom wealth. Enormous. Wisdom and knowledge is given unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any
after thee have the like. I announce to somebody here today, God is moving you into the realm of sacrifice, into the realm of wealth, into the realm of resources that will amaze you and amaze your generation. You believe that, shout the loudest, say amen.
Is the altar the way of access into enormous covenant wealth? And finally, number five, the sacrifice altar. Actually, this has been number one. The sacrifice altar is the altar of instant divine visitation and appearance. Divine appearance and visitation is the altar of instant divine appearance and visitation. After Solomon offered the sacrifice, God appeared. What do you want? And that night, not the next night, not 3 nights later, in the same night, God appeared. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7. In that night, did God appear to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5, repeated, ask what I shall give thee. As Solomon offered the sacrifice, ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. And the rest is history. Somebody who has been trusting God for the visitation of God, for the appearance of God, for the manifestation of God in your life, I prophesy divine visitation, divine manifestation, divine appearance that will arrest every contradiction of your life. I decree it to be so in Jesus' name.
Sacrifice can be offered in two ways, either corporately or personally. Like Moses called for a sacrifice of the children of Israel in Exodus 35, where we read from verse 4, 5 down. It can be called because the church says it is a sacrifice season. And sacrifice can be personal, like the type Solomon did. That is,
the church didn't call any sacrifice, but on your own, you made up your mind. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. You made up your mind. My life has been at the junction for too long. Or rather, the Spirit of the Lord is putting in my heart to do a sacrifice and change my life, and change my story, and shift in level. And then that can be done. The meaning of that is, you don't wait for the church to call for a sacrifice, to do a sacrifice. You can do the sacrifice on your own. You can do the sacrifice by the leading of God. You can do the sacrifice because you feel the need for a change in your life. I decree, someone here, your life is changing. And if you believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
While I prepared for this message, I felt the conviction and the leading in my heart to give people the opportunity at this junction when we are talking about soup. Financial blessing overflow for people to hook in to that blessing overflow. Many, many times people have asked me, Pastor, give us the opportunity because as people sow, things change. Now, if you gave in the above the climate seed or whatever time and nothing happened, the Bible said, in the morning, withhold not your seed. In the evening, withhold not your seed. You don't know which is going to change your life, whether this or that, or whether both of them will change your life. He said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. And I see God changing somebody's story here. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. You believe God? Say aloud, amen.
What happens when you have done something once and it has not produced the result? If it is the right thing, do it again. If it is the right thing, do it again. If it is the right thing, do it for as long as it takes to see a change of story. And if there is, maybe in previous times you gave what was not called a sacrifice. It was not valuable. It was not costly. It was just something you did conveniently. And then you now say, okay, let me do a real sacrifice and let my story change. And so, we have done, looked at channels of being the blessing. And the ways of being a blessing, and then we talk about being a blessing to God. And under being a blessing to God was number one, and under being the blessing to God is the tithe, the free will offering, the projects giving, the outreach seed, and then we just looked at sacrifice.
Now we are going to number two. Number one was being a blessing to the kingdom. Under being a blessing to the kingdom, we saw channels, about five of them. Now we are going to number two, blessing, which is being a blessing to the less privileged. If God is going to turn you into a blessing, first of all, you must be a blessing to the kingdom in your tithing, in your free will offering, in your kingdom projects giving, in your outreach and soul winning giving, and then also in sacrifice. That is one. Now, if God is going to turn you into the blessing, number two, you must be a blessing to the less privileged. A blessing. Attention to the poor, the destitute, the orphans, the widows. It helps you to secure the attention of God. Attention to the poor, the destitute, the orphans, the widows. That helps you to secure the attention of God. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. It said, "For the poor shall never cease out of the land. No matter how hard you try, poor people will always be around somewhere." Why? For many, many reasons. Many reasons, including some who will never pay attention to the practice of covenant and other such things. He said, "Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide unto your brother, to thy poor, and to the needy in your land." They will always be there. In your family, in your community, in the church, there will always be people who are in need. Open your hand wide to such people. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 21. Proverbs 14, verse 21. "He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that has mercy on the poor, happy is he. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that has mercy on the poor, happy is he." Proverbs 19:17. Proverbs 19:17. "He that has pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord," is borrowing God money, "and that which he has given will he pay him again." He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Somebody say amen. Can you imagine you borrowing God money? He said, "Take care of the poor for me," and you are actually borrowing me money. You want to put your money into a system that will return it back to you with interest? God is saying, "I have a system. I have a system that you will give to, and you can be sure of returns with interest. It's surer than the earthly systems." How many of you know that there are so many people who have put money in several systems on the earth? The systems look stable at times, and all of a sudden, have you heard of them before? Plenty before. Plenty. You can have heaven and earth assurance, yet it crashed. But there is a crash-proof kingdom system. Crash-proof. Proverbs 21 and in verse 13. Proverbs 21 and in verse 13. "Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry." Nothing will stop him from crying. "But he shall not be heard." Anybody who is hearing poor person crying, and he closes his ears from the cry of the poor, himself shall cry, but he cannot be heard. That will never be your portion. Proverbs 22 and in verse 9. Proverbs 22 and in verse 9. "He that has a bountiful eye, all, whosoever has a generous heart shall be blessed, because he gives his bread to the poor. He gives food to the poor, for he giveth of his bread
to the poor. He giveth of his bread to the poor. He giveth of his bread to the poor. Proverbs chapter 28 and then verse 8. Proverbs 28 verse 8. He that by usury, unjust gain, unnecessary interest, increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. Anybody making illegal money now is only gathering for those who have compassion for the poor. Somebody is about to be a victim, a candidate for wealth transfer. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. Because of what you are going to be doing for the kingdom of God, and what you are going to be doing for the poor and the less privileged, God is about to transfer resources into your hands, transfer money into your hands. Shout the loudest amen. Proverbs 28 and in verse 27. Who is receiving something from these teachings? Are you receiving something? Are you being blessed? Are you enjoying your life? Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. This is a law. He shall not lack. And this is my experience. He shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Turn your eyes where you should be helping. He said the curse of that person shall be multiplied. What is the outcome of giving to the poor? Number one, giving to the poor is lending to the Lord and guarantees returns from the Lord. Giving to the poor is lending to the Lord and guarantees returns from the Lord. You are guaranteed returns from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, it guarantees returns from the Lord. It guarantees returns from the Lord. Number two, that is, you don't need to beg God, he returns. Number two, giving to the poor is the way of blessedness and deliverance from evil. Blessedness and deliverance from evil. Psalm 42 verse 1. I'd like you to read that. Psalm 42 verse 1. Sorry, Psalm 40 verse 41 verse 1. I want you to see this. Giving to the poor is the way of blessedness and deliverance from evil. Now, I'd like you to listen to this. He said, blessed is he that considereth the poor. Higher. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. What did he do? He considered the poor. The Lord shall deliver him in time of trouble. What you are doing for the poor is your escape route from traps. Escape route from trouble. Escape route from trouble. The Lord shall deliver him. Now look at verse 2. In time of trouble, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. They can hate you, but they cannot hurt you. They can hate you, but they cannot harm you. They may hate you, but they cannot have you. Magalagayadagalaya. See, there are things that just makes you indestructible by the powers of darkness. Huh? If your sacrifice is not helping you, your tithing is rebuking the devourer, your sowing is of multiplying your seed, your what you are doing for the poor is preserving your life. Your prayer life is attacking the The challenge is that there are people, there is nothing working for them. Poor, they are not giving to the poor. Tithe, they are not tithing. Giving, they are not giving. Prayer, they are not prayerful. Nothing. Just live their life like that. Giving to the poor is the way of blessedness and deliverance
from evil. Number three, giving to the poor is a way of preservation of life and deliverance from wickedness. Preservation of life and deliverance from wickedness. Wickedness. Your life, he will keep him alive. The Lord will keep him alive. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He will bless him upon the earth. And God will not allow his enemies to laugh at him. He will not allow his enemies to prevail over him. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Oh! Look at your neighbor. Say, I know what to do to be free from enemies. Number four, giving to the poor is the way of rescue from ill health and affliction. Ill health. Ill health. Look at the same Psalm 41. Now if you move to verse 3. Okay, read verse 1 and then jump to verse 3. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Now verse 3. He said the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. You will not. God will make his bed in his sickness. What does it mean? He will strengthen him on the bed of languishing. God will make his bed. When do you make somebody's bed? Can somebody be lying on the bed and you are making the bed? It will jack him up of the sickness bed and dress the bed. You are not permitted to be lying down on this bed. Stand up. Be on duty. I dress your bed. And you are not coming back to lie down here. Mashakalabadabadabad. John D. Rockefeller was around the age of about 54. Thereabout. When he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he immediately asked that half of his resources, 50%, should be pooled and distributed to the poor. Given for charities and foundation. Half. That is the first dollar billionaire in history. He was meant to die at that age. He crossed 54, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90. I think he added, this is 97, like that's like 43 more years. Give half of all I have, share it to the poor. That catafired his life. Because he will make his bed in sickness. He will jack him up. Get out of that sickness bed. Let me dress your bed. So you go and fulfill your destiny. I announce to somebody here, you shall not die before your time. That amen has the capacity to be louder. You shall not die before your time. You cannot die before your time. You shall fulfill your days and fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Woo! This is my counsel and we are true. Number one. Determined to exist as a blessing. Both to divinity and to humanity. Determined. It's a choice to make. From this moment, he told Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Determined. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Determine. Is God speaking to anybody here too? Somebody say, I shall be a blessing to my generation. I shall be a blessing to God, to the kingdom of God, and to my generation. Number two, ensure or rather determine to order and budget your resources to accommodate impact beyond personal pleasure. Determine to order and budget your resources to accommodate impact beyond personal pleasure. That's how to live. Psalm 50 verse 23, the Bible says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation. The word conversation is manner of life. That orders his manner of life correctly, I will show him the salvation of God. After this service, do what I'm about to say. Now I'm going to do my mine is settled, but I'm going to check again. What is the picture of your expenditure like? Money that enters my hand, number one, tithe, compulsory, 10%. I even know of those who pay more than 10. If they are expecting to receive 20,000 a month and they just got 10,000, they will not pay 1,000, they will pay 2,000 for what they are expecting. 10% tithe. Free will offering. How much of my income do I want to give as free will offering throughout the month? 5%, 10%. All right, I pick that percentage and I divide it into envelopes for the number of services that are ahead of the month. What do I want to do regarding kingdom project? I want to be involved in the building of a church. You may not build the whole church. You can give a percentage to us. What about evangelism? What do I want to do monthly? What do I want to do about the poor? 5% of my income, 3%, 10%. That is settled. Maybe by the time you are through, 30% of your income has gone towards the kingdom. Maybe 50% for some people. Maybe 20, depending on your level and your faith. Then you look at the balance of the 70% or the 50% and say, this 30% enters a reserve for future investment, for multiplication to bring more money. This 40% or this 50%. And this 10% or so, or 20%, 10%, 20 at the most, is now for household, is for this or that. You say, I may not have all the money to do that. Begin from where you are. Did you get the summary I just gave? So that you don't say, I am giving all my money to the kingdom. No, sir. You have a meta now. What is happening is, if it is 30% or 50% you have left, or 70 or whatever, to invest, the breath of God on it will multiply far beyond those who have their 100% intact and did not remember the kingdom. He gives you multiple dividends beyond your imagination. I'm sure you can bear me witness that you heard something solid today. Even if you don't bear me witness, I am convinced that something just dropped. Stand up on your feet. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord, because you stood up very, very reluctantly. Are you aware that something has just changed in your life? I'm many of you know that some words come into your life and just changes your life? He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Will you stand up on your feet? Give the Lord a shout of victory. Wave your hands and worship him, honor him, adore him. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him, glorify him. I like the praise to get ready, because we are going to praise God for about 5 minutes and celebrate our way into the wealthy place. But before we do that, lift up your hands and just be in praise to God. Thank him for what you just received. Father, I thank you. Father, I worship you. Father, I honor you. Father, I adore you for your word to me this morning. Go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and honor him. Ahead and worship him. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and adore him. Go ahead and magnify him. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. In Jesus' precious name. For 5 minutes, this kind God, I never see your time. You take it from there and take it into another one. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Before we go further, help me greet 3 people around you. Tell them, I can see a change of story around you. I can see change on your life. I can see a change. I can see change coming your way. Let's go. Let's go.
This kind of God, oh, hey, I never see a child, oh, hey. This kind of God, oh, hey, blessed be your holy name. This kind of God, hey.
upon you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Every siege of scarcity, the siege of shortage, the siege of empty-handedness, the siege of borrowing and begging, that siege is broken forever. In the name of Jesus, that siege is broken forever. That siege is broken forever. That siege is broken forever. A new day, a new season, new help, new grace is upon you. Lift your hands high still. I'm aware that there are those in our midst this moment in need of surrender of life to Jesus. You want to make your ways right to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to be genuinely born again wherever you are. Pray the prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner. Come into my life. Change me. Save me. Make me a new person. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for changing me, for making me a new person. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.